Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
My baby asked for no pickles, and there's pickles on here.
I apologize, ma'am. You want a remake on your burger, ma'am?
No, I want my money back. I don't want no remake on my burger. I want my money back. And why is these fries? These fries is cold.
You want your money
back? Oh, my gosh. These fucking fries is cold.
You sure?
What the fuck?
Our two cents.
With Oscar.
Welcome, welcome back to Our Two Cents. We are doing it again here at Raxo Studio for the 300th time. We've been at it. You know, I've been thinking about it. We've been at this for about, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. We're getting close to our four-year mark, 300 episodes. If for some miracle you've been listening since, I don't know, way back in the days, you probably noticed the improvement that we've had. We've had an exponential improvement to what we've been working on here. Thank you very much for being here. Please sign up, subscribe, and do all the things that help me keep me motivated to keep going so that maybe in six more years, we'll be doing our 1,000th episode. Hey, that's the goal, right? That's always been the goal, 1,000. Anyways, welcome back. What kind of world do we live in where aliens do not hide themselves anymore? Extraterrestrial beings not of this planet, beings that are not the same shape as humans, are walking among us. Example, Peru. Look at that. Peru. What's going on in Peru? Apparently, but you're talking about people that don't know shit. And here is the thing. Everybody's all like, oh, people in Peru, that tribe in Peru is seeing aliens. They're describing them. 7-foot beings. They look like the Green Goblin. This is what the news described it as, the Green Goblin. But people in Peru described it a little bit different. But people in the States, they described it as the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. That's what they're dealing with out in Peru, according to them. But this is the statement that they gave. They are extraterrestrial beings. That was their first thought. But okay, if we go ask somebody that's lived under a fucking rock for 30 fucking, I don't even know, probably more, a whole lifetime, let's say. You lived under a fucking rock for a whole lifetime. Of course, when you see some fucking technology, you're gonna think it's extraterrestrial. Of course. But what the fuck? They're saying this alien beings are floating in the air, flying, appearing, disappearing, and all this and all that. But I'm here to remind you motherfuckers, you've been forgetting all about this shit. They have a cloaking technology where you disappear into pretty much thin air if you're in the dark. If there's enough lighting, they can still see you. But if you're in the outdoors, you might as well be disappearing. If you're in the dark, I should say, outside, dark, you can disappear. You can make yourself brighter. You can do all kinds of things if you have the right technology. So now we know that they have technology to make you invisible. We know that. They've been working on a paint. They've been working on a thing that you could throw over your head and you can become invisible. They've been working on that and we've seen it. I've seen those fucking videos and okay, let me back up and slow down a bit because I'm getting too excited. We've seen them and we know scientists experiments with things that they don't know and they want to know. So we've seen them working on all type of cloaking things. Now, that's one thing. The other thing they're saying, oh, they're floating in the air. Whoa, they're 7 feet tall. Have you seen those jetpacks? Yo, I want one. I just don't have $500,000 in the bank just to shit them out and throw them at one of those. But believe me, if Cash App on the right there. We're going to put it Cash App right there. You'll see it. Anyways, if I were to have $500,000 and I could buy myself one of those, you best believe I'm going into like the shittiest places to trick people into thinking I was God. Isn't that what Christopher Columbus did to the natives? He told them, if you don't feed us, my God will block the sun. And what happened? An eclipse happened. I mean, that happens when you know how to read the stars. When you have better technology, you have the upper hand on the natives. So, I don't believe that whatever they're seeing in Peru, I don't believe it for a fucking second that it's a fucking alien. You ever heard of DARPA's super soldier? I bet you guys haven't. See, all these fucking conspiracy things that were, oh, you're crazy for thinking that. I'm believing in them now. I'm even questioning flat Earth, okay? Here's the thing. There's footage of places beyond, but that's, I mean, that what is, that's the other side, right? You never know. I don't know. Anyways, but that's not the point. That's not, we're not here to talk about believing flat Earth. We're here for now to talk about whatever's going on in Peru for now. Whatever is going on in Peru, I, for one millisecond, don't even contemplate into believing it that it's aliens. If it's anything, it's gonna be a DARPA super soldier. I mean, if you guys have been paying attention to me, I bring up all these conspiracies to anybody I talk to. I tell them, hey, this is what's up. You think this, but this is what they're working on. I mean, but most people just look at me like, you're worried too much. I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. I just want you to know. I just want you to see it. I just want people to know that they're there. They have all this type of technology. Now, the scariest thing to me is when you hear that like Charles Schwab or Les Schwab, whatever the fuck his fucking pussy ass name is. Oh, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. Oh. Okay, bitch. Who's going to own it then? Somebody has to own it. If nobody owns it, are you going to own something? And I'm pretty sure you don't want to go without owning anything or any of us. So here's the thing. I think that whatever is going to happen within the next 4 years, and I'm going to put it out into the world, and you could come back in 5 years and say, oh, he was right. And if I was wrong, you don't come back and tell me I was wrong. How about that? Let's make a deal with that, and then we'll go from there. Okay. So, I read way too many things to believe this shit. Does anybody remember where this podcast started? Anybody remember? Let's see. Subject. Very first subject we talked on this. Well, there was two important ones, but let's stick to the other one. The other one, when the list comes out of Epstein and all that, then we're going to know if it was true or not. But anyways, what was I saying? How did this podcast come to be? What was one of the first subjects that we spoke of? Project Blue Beam, hence the blue lights that we have in here. That's reminds us of that. Project Blue Beam basically is the government has a machine, equipment, whatever you want to call it, has the technology to shoot up in the air and make them stay there, holograms. And they'll appear as an alien invasion, and they will offer us a solution that they can only offer to us. Either salvation and a God. That's what they're going to come giving us. Now, with the God, you're already fucked with me, because I'm not going to believe that shit. You could fucking, I mean, but if they're trying to kill me over it. See, I'm not going to be one of those fucking idiots that was like, oh, I believe in God and kill me. Because I believe in God and God will save me. Bitch! God gave you the ability to lie. So if somebody's trying to kill you because you don't believe in them, you tell them, oh, I wholeheartedly believe in him. I believe I can suck his cock. Something like that, you know, something along those natures. But anyways, the idea where everything seems to be going is into that direction where they're going to project shit and offer us the only solution, which would be them. So I guess what I'm trying to say is all the alien shit, all the fucking Peru shit, all the spacecraft stuff that we're seeing that they have, this is old technology that's been in the planet for fucking millions of years that we've known enough. Okay, let me back up on we, because I didn't know fucking shit. I'm barely trying to just figure this shit out right now. But for the most part, if you've been paying attention, you can see what the CIA, FBI, and all the three-letter agencies are working on. I mean, you can see what not are working on, but we're working on fucking 30 years ago. You can see it. And it can only correlate with what we're seeing today. So you put two and two together. Well, you put two and three and four and five and six together, and you could get probably 100. And when you get 100, you come to realize it's like, fuck, what is real? What the fuck is real? Right? People don't want to get it. I guess I probably worry too much for no reason. But no, but I said I wasn't worried. It's okay. I worry, but I don't worry where it interferes with my life. But I do worry to see what we could do and to see if it'll be done in my lifetime. You know, that's the most creepiest thing that I can foresee, foreshadow, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And it's creepy because you think, okay, what could I do? Could I dig a hole on the ground and just, you know, burrow myself in a hole in the ground when all shit goes fucking south? Or, like I said last time, should I go back to where I came from? See, I don't know what to do, but I think of the opportunities, because I've always talked about this, the opportunities that this place holds for everybody. And with the internet being available anywhere nowadays, and they're probably going to shut it down in, I don't know, it's in like the next 5 years, they're going to say, Russia attacked us. Oh, but here's the thing, though. Here's something fucking interesting. Since I've known of the internet, since I've been on the internet, since I've used the internet, my thought has always been like, oh, well, fucking, you know, you have cables to your house. And those cables probably go to a tower, and that tower goes to the fucking satellite. That's what I thought. No, it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. It does not work in that manner. The way it works is they have fucking cables that they ran through the fucking ocean all the way through Europe and from Europe to Asia and so on and so forth, connecting all the continents together. That means we are connected by wire. And if, I don't know, say a communist country like China wants to interrupt everything, which I doubt China's going to want to interrupt anything that has to do with the internet, because that's all they use is the internet. Facial recognition, they pay with the internet, they use all that. And you know what's fucking crazy? The more I see it, it's like, fuck, we're really going in that direction. I personally live off of my phone, like literally, like my job's there, my fun is there, my contacts are there, my family, that's the life. So this is crazy that we are heading in the direction to China. But see, they always wanted to go in that direction. They love what China's doing. They love the fact that they could control everybody with like the tight grip that they got on society over there. They love that. And that's what they want to do it here too. So, you know, but it's a machine that we ourselves cannot stop. The machine's been rolling for, I don't even know. They say 200,000 years. I don't know whether it's true or not. The machine is going. And there is no way in fucking hell that any single one of us can do it. Notice how I said single one of us. But If all of us realize the power that we have in uniting, then the days, the days, they will, they can't do nothing about it because, you know, here we are. And that's the reality of it. That's, that could be the reality of it, I should say. But the reality of it is none of us can get along together. Not in groups of more than fucking, I don't know, five. Because there's always like, hey, they're talking shit about that guy over there, you know, in this group sucks. You know, maybe, maybe a whole, even in, you know why I say five? Because look at basketball teams. Not all of them like each other in a basketball team. I don't even care about sports, but look at a football team. I'm 100% none of them like, I'm pretty sure there's groups of them. There's little, you know, cliques in the whole team, and they will all have each other's back for sure. But I'm pretty sure that they, and the only reason they would have their back is because they're teammates. That's the only reason. Other than that, it's like, hey, man, I don't give a fuck about you. So we cannot be in groups of more than five without having any type of conflict. You know, so that's the reality of it. The reality of it is we are never going to unite, and the government will become a one world government. Just what we've all wanted, may I add. We've all wanted everybody to unite, right? And like I said last time, if we want everybody to unite, why is the New World Order a problem? Now, sure, there's going to be one person in power, but remember, remember, the smaller the government, the more power the people. And this people, those people can't see it, and us people can't see it. Because like I said, we cannot get along with each other. That's the reality of it. So, you know, again, aliens in Peru, not real. It's just DARPA super soldier. That's it. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Show me a fucking picture of them. Nobody's going to be able to show me a picture. Why? Because those people live in the jungle. If they have one cell phone, it's just one. And it's always the shittiest phone that they could have. But I can understand why it's the shittiest phone, because it's the place where there's less, so, you know, shittier phones are more accessible. So, you know, I can see that. But even then, footage that we're all seeing is just shadows, light, and that's it. And everybody's like, oh, the aliens are right there. If you slow it down, just right there, you can see the alien. Look, 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 look. It's right there. The alien is right there. That's just people wanting to fucking see it. You're just wanting to see it. If it's not DARPA super soldier, it's just holograms that they're projecting in there, because they did say they were fucking, they lit up. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. To me, it's people that they don't have a clue of what they're seeing. And, you know, that's that. That's what happened there. You know, that's one way to control people, right? And what's another way? Bring people to their knees. The other way to control people is bring them to their knees and they will give in. Now, the other thing, the other craziest shit, I guess, that happened this week, this past week, was like the fires in Hawaii. See, even that's fucking crazy. Even that's crazy. Because how is it possible that mostly, like, the communities that are from that area are the ones that got fucked up? And all the mansions were all, you know, all Paul, Jake Paul, whatever the fuck, the Paul brothers, whatever, the Pussy brothers have their house over there. Who else? Bill Gates and all those people. Oh, and the one that was supposedly ringing the bell. Hey, hey, the Illuminati. Yeah, they're trying to control you. Jim Carrey also has a house over there. But of course, like, why wouldn't he? He's part of them. Like, you know, like that's pretty obvious to me that if you want to come out and start talking shit about it, it's because you're probably angry or they told you to come out and say something about it. And that's what Jim Carrey was doing. I don't believe a single shit that came out of Jim Carrey's mouth in that time. I only see him as a funny guy. Whenever he tried to fucking start talking about spirituality and all that. And you know what's fucking crazy to me? There is no spirituality talk when there's no money. The only people that have a spirituality talk is people who have money. That they can say, oh, I don't need money to live my life because my life is meaningful. Bitch! If I had 500,000 plus in the bank, you best believe the fucking life would be very meaningful. I mean, as it is, life is meaningful to me. I'm not saying the life is not meaningful to me. But what I'm saying is, if you have $1 million in the bank, you don't get to say shit. You get to shut the fuck up and go fucking waste your money however the fuck you want. That way there may be Epstein Island or fucking Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know. They're both the same, right? I mean, it's a fucking pedophile's wet dream, I guess. Anyways. But it is true. It is true. That just really rubbed me the wrong way when I fucking... I used to love Jim Carrey. To me, he was like funniest. You know, he doesn't fuck with shit. And as soon as he started coming out with all that bullshit, the fucking Illuminati's and all this, they're controlling us. It just... I'm done with you. I'm done with you. Now, if we talk about somebody like Doja Cat and then she starts fucking chopping her hair off and bathing herself in blood and making like weird fucking posts. Now, that may be because of her new album, maybe because of that. Let's just put that out there. But it's just creepy the way she's handling her social media now. I mean, she was hot. Now she's just like, not. You're just weird. But hey, I guess, you know, if you really want the money, you know what? Let's put the message out there. Let's send the triangle signal up in the sky. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to fucking ask for that. I'm not that wild. I'm not willing to do anything crazy. I'm not, you know. I'm willing to do something weird, some little change, but I'm not willing to sell my soul to the devil. Now, I'm willing to rent it out for a fair price, which you know, but I'm not willing to sell it. It's not for sale. Maybe at least we could put it on it, but yeah, I'm not into that. But other than that, it's, you know, it's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, that the way she's acting is just creepy. And you know, and the post that she makes, like, she doesn't even make any sense when she's writing shit. So, you know, that's the weirdest shit. But they do say everything started at her birthday party when they had that shit and they did the ritual. And I don't know what the fuck the shit is. Sometimes I wish, you know, sometimes I want to know. Sometimes I do. Not always, but like right now when I'm talking about it, I'm like, it would be interesting to know and to bring the information to the heathens, to the, you know, to the poor, to the regular folks, and just tell them, hey, they are doing this. You guys are fucked. You know, that's funny because that's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel whenever I hear something about Illuminati and all the conspiracy shit. And I feel like, these people are sitting in a room, like chairs, like bigger than this and more comfortable than this. Obviously more comfortable because they have more money. But anyways, that's not the point. So I feel like they're sitting like, you guys are fucked. That's how I feel like they feel about us. And that's, you know, that's the way they're going to control every single aspect of our lives, because it's what they've done. It's what they do. And, you know, it's crazy. Is it Doja Cat? Yeah, Doja Cat accepted. She's in it now. She's publicly spoke. She's been very vocal about it on her post. She just says, yes, I'm in the Illuminati. I join them. You guys are fucked. Anyways. But there's people that don't want to do it. And what do they do with their careers? Their career gets crushed into bits and pieces. But if you're a Doja Cat type where you're like, hey, this is what I always wanted. This is how I feel. This is what I want to do. Can you provide? And then they come and ask you, well, we have this file over here that it says you're selling your soul to us. I mean, you're pretty young. You're just starting your career. So, you know, we could probably talk about giving you all that you want if you go on and sign over here, and we'll take care of your soul. Don't worry about it. Don't ask about it. Just know that we'll take good care of us. So when you're ready to go, we'll be having your soul. And see, I'm doing this, but I don't really believe in spirituality. I do believe that we do have a soul. There's got to be something there. Why else would there be a spark when the sperm touches the egg? Why else? Right? But anyways, so there are those people that they want it all. And they are willing to do more than just something strange for some change. They're willing to do something a little more than just that. And, you know, it is what it is, right? It will always be what it will always be. And again, there's those people that probably don't really want to do it. And that's the people that probably come out and say, she called us fat and she made us eat bananas out of strippers' pussies. And rah, 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 rah. Yeah, bitch, why didn't you say no that night? Why is your fatty boom body saying this now? Why didn't you say, hey, man, I'm not comfortable doing this. Like, I'm just going to go now. You have a fucking mouth to say that, don't you? But no, it's a perfect storm for the perfect weather, right? Is that the right expression? I don't know if that's the right expression. We'll use it. It's the perfect storm for the weather because she doesn't want to be part of the Illuminati. So what do we do with her? Let's fucking crush her. End her career. That's it. No more for you. So Lizzo's now canceled. Free Lizzo. Free Lizzo. Let her free. Let her be. There was one, and now there's none. No, there's plenty of them. But those girls that came and ratted her out, they have to know.